What's happening at sportsoverload.com today?
Well, we'll be getting our bowl picks up later this week. Right now, we've got basketball picks going, and we got fantasy football analysis going to the middle of the fantasy playoffs. So
each and every one of the bowl games you're going to pick, is that right?
That is correct.
It's a lot of picking. How do you decipher who's going to win some of these games with teams that nobody's really seen play?
Well, I've pretty much followed them all year from doing college fantasy football and also picking every top 25 game every week and all those kind of things. So I know a little bit about most of the teams already, so it's not that much of a stretch.
All right. Well, tell me what you know about
know-it-all.
Who you like in the Sheraton Hawaii Bowl? We're actually going to air that game because, well, it's New Year's Eve and there's not much else going on.
Right, you're looking at Nevada, SMU.
Right.
And SMU head coach June Jones, the former Hawaii coach, so he's going back to his old place.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see how the fans treat him there. But Nevada's the heavy favorite. They lead the nation in rushing. Colin Kaepernick's a stud. They've got a running back by committee. That's, you know, they rack up about 320 yards a game rushing. So Nevada's a big favorite in that game. They should win it handily. SMU's improved, and I like the direction they're going, but I would say Nevada's clearly the better team there.
That's impressive. See, I just, that's...
You were trying to stump me.
I was.
I mean, know what you were doing.
For those who are listening, I want
you... written down. This is all from memory.
I want you to know I gave Ron no heads up on that. It was completely out of left field. So that was very impressive. All right, well, there you go. If you need a reason, there you go. He knows about everything that you probably don't know about. So go to sportsoverload.com. You want to talk some fantasy?
Sounds good.
Okie dokie. All right, so... We are getting down to the nitty-gritty. Do you have any answers as to why the Cowboys are terrible and who needs to go?
Well, I just think we need to not get so excited when they go up or when they go down. They're going to be a little bit inconsistent. Also, when you talk about Miles Austin, he's been all right the last 3 weeks. He's actually got 320 yards and 3 touchdowns the last 3 weeks. So he's been okay. They should keep him. I think you're right about not using Roy Williams so much and going to Miles Austin more. He's obviously the better playmaker. And you also were right about talking about getting the play action, going deep ball, sticking to the run, and being bounced. Jason Garrett, they do seem to go in extremes where 1 minute they're throwing it every down, the next minute they're running it. But the balance would be good. And they'll be see how their defense is without DeMarcus Ware and see if they can get after the quarterback and rush the passer because he is their best pass rusher.
Scary moment the other day, but apparently once I was a little worried because I saw him moving his arms and moving his head, and then he moved his feet finally.
Talking about him being back this Saturday.
Amazing.
Already. That would be...
I think they were just overly cautious. That's a very, very vital key person, not to mention you always get worried.
And they're saying now it was just a strained muscle in there. I've obviously seen worse. I've seen, you know, guy never get up from that, but man.
Wow. I think they were just being cautious, which is, you know, the smart thing to do. Well, in addition to Miles Austin, who should we not be worried about? Who should we be happy that's on our team right now?
Well, Frank Gore bounced back. I was a little worried about him last week against Seattle. He didn't do a whole lot, didn't get a whole lot of carries, but he bounced back for 162 yards rushing and a touchdown against the Cardinals. So I'm not worried about him anymore. And Brandon Marshall's another guy, had an NFL record, 21 catches with also 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. So he's playing fantastic.
Is your team do you get bonus points for your defense forcing turnovers?
Yes.
You do?
Well, then whoever had San Francisco last night had a big night.
They certainly did. That was incredible. 7. So that definitely was a big night for their defense.
Right.
They've got good matchups coming up against the Lions and Rams over the next 2 or 3 weeks, so that should be a good defense to play. He can go pick up the 49ers defense. DeShaun Jackson had a monster night. 178 yards receiving. He had a punt return touchdown, had a big play touchdown. In the receiving game as well.
There's some
cat play every week.
Some marquee tied Devin Hester, passed Devin Hester, and what was it? It's like the number of...
You're talking about DeShaun Jackson.
Oh, that's who it was, okay. Yeah.
Hey, don't look now.
Touchdowns over 50 yards.
Yeah, okay. Don't look now, but he is incredible, and Philadelphia is atop that division and starting to... I mean, that was a huge win Sunday night.
Michael Vick scored again.
Right.
And they're starting to use him now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying he was like, he was a big story. Then he was irrelevant when he got into it. Once he finally came in, and now all of a sudden, they're starting to utilize him, and he's actually scored a little bit. He scored a couple in a mop-up role a while back, but
they started to hit on all cylinders and live up to the preseason Super Bowl hype they were getting.
All right, who should we be thinking about that maybe we haven't?
Some guys to pick up. The Redskins are just so banged up. The running back, Quentin Gamford, has been getting the start. He had 50 yards rushing and a couple of touchdowns, also 43 yards receiving. So he's a guy that gave you big numbers. Of course, they were playing the Raiders. But he's going to be the starting running back for the Redskins for the time being. So if you can go out and get Quentin Gamford, who nobody's ever heard of, but he's putting up numbers, so go pick him up.
Okay.
Another guy is Fred Davis on the Redskins. He's also came out of nowhere since Chris Cooley went down. He had a couple touchdowns receiving versus the Raiders. So That's another guy you go out and get. And while Devin Hester, guy we just mentioned, he's been banged up a little bit and didn't play last week. Johnny Knox has been playing pretty well in his place. He had 83 yards and a touchdown. So those are some guys, if you need somebody, you can go out and pick up.
All right. Now, who should we tell don't come around here no more? Who can you walk as we get into the playoffs here?
Well, some guys I would look at sitting. One is the Saints' defensive special teams. They gave up 23 points to a Falcons team without Matt Ryan and Michael Turner. Chris Redman should never throw for 300 yards, especially not against a defense we thought was halfway decent. Saints D special teams I would be a little concerned about right now.
All right. Much more information that's pertinent to you, the sports fan, at sportsoverload.com. Ron, thanks, man.
All right, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Are we you on next week?
Sounds good. I'm available.
All right, very good.